Hi, I'm Dr. Pam Peek, and this is episode number 515 of the Bold and the Brave Her podcast. Today, I'm joined by, drum roll, we're talking about Brad Kolowich. And Brad just absolutely crushed it with his book. And this book, here it comes, and it's called The Body Weight Blueprint. And this means anybody can use their body weight to do their thing. You don't need a gym. You could just get out there and make it all work. He's an Atlanta-based certified personal trainer, founder of ColoFit Personal Training Studio, and he's also the co-author of Fitter Faster, The Smart Way to Get in Shape in Just Minutes. Brad, welcome on board to the Her Podcast.
How are you, Dr. Pete? Good to see you.
Brad, dude, what got you into body weight? I mean, everyone out there is doing all these, you know, little exercises where you're using wild and crazy equipment and trying to make it what. And then you come along with the Body Weight Blueprint. How did this get born?
And change it up. Just change it all up. You know, I'll go way back. My parents, both of them, my dad is a personal trainer, still is, 7 years old, still doing his thing in the gym. Mom's an aerobics instructor, you know, into a lot of the body weight stuff. I remember as a kid, you know, 4, 5, 6 years old, sitting in mom's aerobics classes because I didn't want to go to the kids camp at the gym. You know, I just, mom, can I just watch class? Fine. She sticked me in the corner while she teaches big, large aerobics classes, the body weight stuff. And I'd watch in admiration. My parents, I enjoyed it. I'd watch dad's training sessions, mom's group sessions. And so early on, I grew a passion for it. I really knew no other. So parents started me out with the body weight stuff early on. And then as I got to the point where I was able to press a little bit, dad gave me a broomstick and said, all right, we're going to curl the broomstick. We're going to press the broomstick and in progress from there. So just kind of progressed on. And so fitness has always been a big part of my life. I've really kind of known no other. We always ate pretty healthy and whatnot, but we had some fun too. But, you know, kind of the training component and just being active has always been a big part of our life. And I'd say that that's what inspired my passion for fitness and ultimately being where I am today.
Very cool. You know, new statistics were just crunched and published over the course of the last week or so. There was a very famous study that I've been following forever and a day in San Diego at the Scripps Institute, and it was a study of welderly. I just love this term. It's the welderly. And so to be a welderly and part of this study, you couldn't have any chronic disease. Now, I'm obviously arthritis and things like that by the time you're 80. Obviously, that's not an issue in terms of chronic disease. It's just wear and tear. I'm talking about like type 2 diabetes out of control, high blood pressure through the ceiling, heart disease, cancer, you know, all the rest of it. All right. So they found these people and they've been following them and studying them, genetics, everything. And guess what they found? Here it comes. And this is where you come in. All right. They found, number one, genetics pretty much burns out in your 50s and 60s. You cannot sit on genetic laurels if you yourself are sitting on your behind. And so genetics may load the gun, but lifestyle and environment pull the trigger. And so this was another beautiful example of there aren't like some magical genes that you can juice up to be able to get that whole extra oomph to be able to have a long and healthy, robust health span. So, all right, so we toss that one to the curb. What does work? The number one thing he said, number one, was exercise. He said, that's it, we're done. It's exercise. And these people, all of them, were just regular exercise. Notice I said regular. I don't mean like once in a blue moon. They were regular. They got up in the morning and they just sort of kept up an active lifestyle. I didn't see any Olympians in there, just regular folk doing their thing. And then the other things that really helped were socializing and staying connected with people. And obviously, it's interesting, there wasn't a single obese person among them. And so the other thing was the phenotype, the actual body type, which tended to be lean, right? Not like super skinny or something like, but just lean, but definitely not obese. And so such simple, elegant lessons from a study of these, what he called in his book, super agers. Now, when it comes to body weight exercise, I love the concept because so many people are kind of weirded out and intimidated by the gym, number one. Number two, maybe they can't get to or access a gym for a multitude of reasons. And so when you're doing body weight work, you could start so simply. In your book, you have 70 exercises, right? And you have a really easy way to follow it. I think that you taught it well, you wrote it well. So A+ to you. But this also, and I'm curious your thoughts. I've been on the board of the American College of Sports Medicine. I am a senior Olympic triathlete. I try to keep things going, man, in a big way. But one of the things, I only bring that up is to just emphasize the fact that I've been at this for a hell of a long time. And one of the things I found is that a lot of people are not self-initiated. And that's true of a lot of things in life. A lot of people want to write a book, but oh well, and this and that. So I think that the body weight thing can obviously be incorporated into a gym situation. I mean, you can just, while you're at the gym, you just do whatever. But it also, I think, pushes people to trainers, to fitness professionals, because it's hard sometimes to, okay, it's hard a lot to just say to yourself, I'm now going to sweat. I'm going to feel uncomfortable for the next 30 minutes. And that's what I'm going to do. And for you women out there, when the Her Podcast land, don't give me that look. All right. You know what it's like when we go to the salon. It's hell. They're frying our hair. They're doing weird things to us. How about those facials where they just about unpeel your skin? And yet you sit there and you pay for it and you go, oh, okay. So exercise, hello, exercise is so terribly important. But I think that this body weight thing, especially at home, kind of begs a question of bringing in a fitness professional, maybe for you and maybe even a group, just get together some people. I don't know. What do you think?
Absolutely. And I completely agree. You know, you go back to like just putting yourself through the pain and the ringer, and is it even worth it? Why go sweat and put myself through the ringer for 30 minutes if I may, or, you know, I assume I'm going to see results, but maybe not. And so that's where I think it's so important to set those goals. Just set it, have a goal in mind, something simple or complex, whatever it may be. Set short, set long-term goal and then short-term goals along the way. And I believe that if we do set those short-term goals and we're achieving those short-term goals all along the way to that ultimate long-term goal, it'll be something that we'll be more willing to commit to. So I think that's incredibly important, you know, when it comes down to kind of that block of, gosh, am I wasting 30 minutes of my day doing this when I could be doing a million other things, shopping, taking care of the kids, cleaning the house, whatever it may be, going to the salon. Yeah, so short-term goals in the end, ultimate long-term goal. And yeah, I mean, I can't stress enough, and kind of going back to as we age, the hormonal shifts, I think we're kind of looking at some of that there as later years start to see those shifts there. So doing the things that we can do to keep those hormones in line, you know, stuff, whether it's nutritional related, supplement related, or even just through training alone. So yeah, it's incredibly important for a million different reasons. I mean, we could go on and on about that. But just keeping that bone density, keeping the muscles tight, tone developed, strong, not only looking great, but just feeling better, just feeling better, having greater energy, lower stress, sleeping better, bettering our relationships, and all those things. So yeah, you absolutely nailed it there about that. It's just staying active, you know, however that may be. And bodyweight training is an easy way to do that. There's a lot of great apparatuses these days, you know, from dumbbells and barbells to cables to the bands to all the suspension trainers and all the cool devices and all that. And all that stuff's good. And there's a place for that. We want to do those things. But I believe if we can supplement in some bodyweight training, we're able to work some of the stabilizing muscles in ways that we're not able to do necessarily through some of those apparatuses. And I'll give you just one quick example. If you think of like a chest press, right? So like a barbell or a dumbbell chest press where you're laying back on the bench. And yes, we're working our chest and our triceps and our shoulders while we're doing that move, but there's minimal, a little bit of engagement, but minimal engagement of the core and the legs and some of the other muscles. Whereas if you give an example of a push-up, whether that's a modified push-up or even one day, eventually maybe a true push-up from the feet, where you're engaging all those different muscles. So the quadriceps, the core, pretty much every muscle in your body. So learning to engage all those muscles, you know, in the end, you're getting the best of all worlds. So apparatuses plus bodyweight training equals, you know, I think the perfect combination.
But the push-up has always been, for me, just superb to talk about. Why? Because I like to relate back to practical life. All right, so as you age, and heck, you could even be in your 40s easy and all the rest of it. What if you fell down and nobody was there to help you get up? All right, I want you to think about what you would do with your body. Well, last time I looked, it looks like a push-up. Because in order to get up, assuming there's nothing for you to reach and there's a big chair or a couch there or something that you can, no, you're just out there kind of somewhere. You need to get up. And that means you need to roll over to your side and then start doing basically a lot of the leg and arm maneuvers of a push-up, because you need to do that. You get up on your knees, there's your knee push-up. And then next thing you know, you'll be able to assume the standing position, or at the very least, roll yourself around so that you can get to something that you can hold on to. So it could potentially, as you get older, save your life. And that's why I like it. And do, you know, you have a wonderful description of the bent knee push-up. So you're on your knee. You don't have to be on your toes for the full length of your body push-up. You're on your knees and you just do your thing. Up and down you go. And it's interesting. If all you did was one and the form was excellent, then kudos to you. All right. And then the next time, if you could see if you could like pull out number two, because it's cool stuff. And you're going to be taking care of, I'm a woman. So all the women out there in the Her Podcast land, don't we like to multitask? Heck yeah. And so that means that if I'm going to do some exercise, honey, I'm going to do something that's compound, that's just got all kinds of muscles involved. So I've got my arm muscles, right? My biceps, my triceps. If I'm doing what I'm supposed to do, my forearms are involved. At the same time, my chest and my abs, because what I'm doing is I'm sucking in my core. So nothing's just sort of hanging out. My back is absolutely on it. My glutes, which by the way are the largest muscle group in the body, are absolutely engaged. It makes you thinking about engaging. And then of course your legs, especially if you're doing a full on. So I love the push-up, and it's well worth being patient and gradual with as you begin to do that. But you know, that's just one thing. In Brad's book, which is The Body Weight Blueprint, right? You have so many different, diverse ways of moving your body. So he's moving from your arms to your chest, to your abs, your legs, your glutes, bringing it all together in bigger exercises. And it's fun. It's sort of like looking through a recipe book. It's like, what do I want to do today? And I've always wanted to try this recipe. Okay, now look at it that way. I've always wanted to try this one exercise. Look at the pictures, the graphics, read the instructions. It's fairly straightforward. And you could actually do this in a big way. So the most important thing is that you stay strong. Remember that big Welderly study I just quoted from the Scripps Institute? They also said, of all the things you could do in terms of exercise, clearly getting up and assuming the vertical and doing the walking and the rest of it, or whatever, you may be cycling or this and that. But one of the things that's absolutely paramount is strength. You need strength. Without strength, you are toast, because you need that to get out of a chair. You need that to be able to save your own life. I just said that. You can't get up off the floor unless you have enough strength to be able to pull that off. So we're talking about survival. So Brad, in your experience working with people, What are some of the biggest challenges getting people to really do this whole body weight blueprint?
You're reminding me of this story. It keeps coming back in my head. I think of a guy that I work with. He's 84 years old, came to me at 82. And at 82 years old, just a phenomenal guy, mentally super sharp. He's there, but physically, you know, he's showing his age at 82. And when he came to me, could not get up off the ground. So in the event that he tripped and fell or just stumbled over, he was stuck. I think there were stories of his wife coming home and finding him on the floor, and he's just kind of stuck on the floor. And so kind of go back to survival, right? What if she wasn't there, or somebody wasn't there? So I think of him and just hearing that story, I mean, that guy, I'm like, we're going to do whatever possible to, number one, focus on how, in the event that he does fall over, how can we get him up? And so we did that. And so that comes through body weight training. So just the little things that we can do just by moving our body and learning to move our body and piecing those parts together. And eventually it's kind of that push up and then eventually that stand up, all body weight. And yes, we're supplementing other stuff, other apparatuses and whatnot. But when we focused on that, it was his body weight. And today he pops right up at 84. And so that's 2 years later. And it's a beautiful thing. And so that just, it's amazing. It's inspiring. So yeah, I mean, I couldn't stress enough just the importance of working this stuff in because of the different muscle groups that you are working. Absolutely keep the basis of the program, you know, dumbbells and barbells and cables and bands and all those cool things, work those in there, but supplementing in the body stuff, just kind of supplementing it in there. And then to travel, you know, when you're traveling, whether it's on vacation or through work, if you've got the hotel room and it's just a 4x4 foot space, you've got enough. And it can be, you know, start very basic with this stuff. And in our book, we outline what it's like to start as a very beginner if you've never done any of this stuff and then progressing through to the intermediate and advanced levels. But yeah, it can start so basic and anybody can do it at any age, any capability. And I have to say this too for the ladies, you guys are tougher than the guys. You are. You know, it's so funny. I look at the plank. I think some of the big ones, the push-up as we spoke about, but in the squat, big on the squat, the bodyweight squat, of course, advancing into some of the lifting stuff, but just the plank. Our plank records at the studio, absolutely held by the ladies, and it's consistent that you guys are on top.
What made the headlines about 2 weeks ago-ish or so was a 100-year-old woman in the New York area who decided to, I think she was New York, I'm pretty sure, and she decided to celebrate her 100th birthday by holding a plank, hold on now, for 5 minutes.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, so she's 100 and she's holding it. And I looked at her picture and Brad, you'd be proud of her. She had excellent form. She had a nice flat back. Her butt wasn't sticking up in the air. Her toes were curled under beautifully. And man, she was rocking it. And that's the way she's a welderly. She's another one of those who just has sort of been keeping it regular forever. And it's never, ever too late either. Because you just said you started working with an 82-year-old who wasn't strong and he wouldn't be able to get up off the floor by himself. So there's none of this, well, it's too late. And what? Look, it's work. You got to do it. Name one thing that's worthwhile in life that isn't work. Come on now. There's only one place where success comes before work, and that's the dictionary. That's it. All right. Got to work it. And once you get into it, it's not that big a deal. It's like when you learn anything in the beginning, it's like, oh, this is so much work. Yeah, well, it is. Duh. Because what you're doing is you're developing new neuronal pathways in your brain. You're learning. You're laying down new neurons. That is fantastic. That's neurogenesis. We love that. At the same time, you're cranking out a few beautiful muscles, right? So your muscles are beginning to pick up too. And anybody at any age can build muscle. And we've proven this again and again in published literature, the work that the American College of Sports Medicine has done so beautifully and their investigators. So there's no way to get out of this. None. So when I travel, I bring tubing with me. It weighs like 5 ounces. I mean, it's kind of a joke, right? And usually it's just one weight tubing. You know, when you buy the tubing, it's real cheap. It's like $20 for a little pack. And it looked like jump ropes. You have like jump rope type handles. And I use it in my hotel room many times because I honestly may not have the time to like get on all the clothes and go down to the hotel gym, which is usually pretty paltry at that, and then battle it out with somebody else who's hogging up all the equipment. And I'm like, no, I can just do tubing, you know, and then I do mat work. So this is what I do every day that I can, humanly possible. So I whip out a nice thick mat, thick, none of this yoga stuff, nice big thick mat that's in my gym. I have my own home gym. And what I do is I love bridges. Okay, so bridges are wonderful for your glutes, right? And your abs are loving it too. You know, you're really engaged. I love that. And then I do abs, but very simple so that I get about a 30 degree up. And literally, I just never stop looking at the ceiling. So I'm always like a little puppeteer is, I don't have to go very high. And then I literally at 30 degrees, I just hold it. Hold it a little bit and bring it on down. And when I touch, it's a quick touch. And then I'm back up again to maintain tension, right? And what do you think of straight leg raises? They're a bitch. Oh my God. You know, it's when you do them one at a time, yeah. It's like you're getting your abs, no doubt. But man, it's work. What do you think?
I love straight leg raises. It's a big part of my personal program and also my clients as well. But one thing I will add is that a straight leg raise when you're just getting started can be very tough on the back. Obviously very tough on the abs, but very tough on the back. That's something that we notice. So as we're strengthening up that back through things like Supermans and swimmers and bird dogs and whatnot, and really start to see the progression there, then we can progress into that straight leg raise. But a move that we could do prior to that is a reverse crunch. So it's basically a straight leg raise with a bent knee. So it takes off some of that stress in the low back. So reverse crunch first, strengthen the low back through the bird dogs and the Supermans and the low back extensions, reverse hyperextensions, all those, and then progressing into the leg raise. And if you can do the hip elevation in there too, beautiful thing for the core. But yeah, huge on those. Absolutely.
Well, I do it also because I want to keep my hips activated so that I don't end up with osteoporosis. And so if you can really tug at those hips joints and really push it, then that's very cool. I'm telling you, I mean, I've got very strong legs. I got kind of ridiculous legs. And man, those straight leg raises. Now I do 50. So, you know, I'm at that level. Yeah, that's next level. But, you know, I do 25, 25, 25, 25, and it seems to work. I like 50. I don't know, that number kind of works for me. Am I just like dreaming this up? Like I do the 50 for the abs. I do the 50 for the bridges, that type of thing. I'm very well adapted to that. And it really feels good. But the other one, tell everyone the beauty of a dead bug.
The dead bugs as well. Oh my goodness, those are brutal. Yeah. So yeah, core, I mean, engaging everything really well. The dead bug, big on those. The double crunch as well. So that's, you know, kind of going back to that leg raise, but the one with the bent knee to start. So that reverse crunch with a crunch.
Wait a minute. Let's tell everyone what a dead bug is. So you know what a dead bug looks like. They're usually, I mean, this is all kind of grisly, but hang in there with me. There's a purpose unto God. And so usually you see a dead bug and he's on his back and his little legs are up. All right, that's you. You're on your back. Right now, what you do is you extend your arms and your legs so that they're both literally pointing to the ceiling, right? So you're literally straight leg, straight arm. Now we can make it interesting. What I do is I bend my knees, right? And I keep my arms straight up. And then what I do is I alternate. So one arm, my right arm goes all the way back. I'm getting good stretch there. While my left leg straightens out and it goes like, woo, and it's still in the air, obviously, you know, so you got a bent knee and then you just slide around out there. What is that doing? OMG, your abs, whoa. And then you just keep alternating. And sometimes when people see this the first time, they go, oh, that looks so easy. I'm like, no, 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 no. We make it look easy.
That's right.
I mean, right about after about the 25th one, you're crying for your mother.
Yeah,
you're like,
absolutely.
Get me out of here.
Yeah, big time. Yeah.
Right?
You're absolutely right. Engaging all components of the core and the dead bug. I mean, lower, middle, upper abs, the obliques, those intercostals. I mean, you're working everything really, really well. So that's, yeah, it's pretty cool to hear that you make that one look easy. You're pretty tough.
No, I'm not tough. I've just been doing it for like 40 years. So, you know, my body's like kind of got this one. And how about a wall squat? We love wall squats.
Absolutely. Yeah, the wall squats are really engaging the quads, hamstrings, glutes, working that muscle isometrically where your muscle fibers are firing and you're holding that bottom position of the squat, your knees to hips parallel to the ground, really driving through the heels. Phenomenal. Just, you know, you think everything in life. So it's not only just developing the quads, hamstrings, and glutes, but a way that, you know, you think about all the things we do where we're just simply bending over and whether it's picking up your child or picking up a box or groceries off the ground, to be able to do those things and not feel like you're going to throw your back out or fall over. So yeah, the wall squats are fantastic. Absolutely.
All right. When we come back, we're going to be talking about one of my favorite hamstring exercises. The Her Podcast is sponsored by Solaray Vitamins, Minerals, and Herbs, all rooted in nature. In addition to women's multivitamins, Solaray, S-O-L-A-R-A-Y, is presenting the new Her Life Stages products, providing support for the menstrual years, including PMS, perimenopause, menopause, and postmenopause, and even libido. This integrative holistic approach has a woman's back throughout her entire life journey. To learn more about Her Life Stages, you've got options. You can run on over to your local health food store or check it out at Whole Foods, Sprouts, Amazon, or scroll over to Solaray.com and use promo code HER20 for 20% off your purchase. Women, Solaray's got your back. And we're back. Okay, now, hamstrings. What up with that? So, well, I love to do good mornings. So tell everyone how you do a good morning. You know, where I don't have to have anything. I'm just literally bending over, hinging at my hips, and I'm just going straight down for a 90 degree. And until I could really feel the stretch on my hamstrings. And then if I wanted to, I could hold on to a weight at my chest to kind of really give myself some more. Why is this such a great exercise?
That's next level too. I mean, you nailed that too. And another thing I'll say about the good morning, such a wonderful exercise, but also not just the hamstrings and glutes, but your low back. Being able to bend over like that, drive the hips back, keep the low back nice and flat, and then driving back, I mean, you're really working that whole rear chain so well. And why it's so good, we think about, you know, kind of going back to that bending over piece, just simply bending over to pick something up off the ground. And, you know, if you're strengthening those muscles and those muscles are strong, when you bend over, you won't feel like you're going to buckle and hit your head on the ground. So doing those things really help to just allow you to do all things in life, not only develop wonderful looking hamstrings and glutes and back, but just being functional in life.
You know, the funniest thing, I'm writing my next book right now, and I'm going to be incorporating your work in it. So lucky you. And one of the things I just laugh about, I think all of you beautiful, beautiful people out there in the Her Podcast land, look at your body. Okay, just look at it. You've got certain absolutely amazing assets, and you may not even know it. It's like, you know, well, but are you looking at your back? What? You got like eyes back there? Okay. Have you ever looked at your back? Have you ever looked at your legs carefully? Have you looked at your arms, your neck, your chest, your ab, your butt? I mean, it's just do an inventory and then you'll find that you were graced upon birth with certain really cool attributes, and you may not even know it. So one of my favorites is the calf. So my calves, okay, now All right. Are you ready?
The forgotten muscle.
Yeah, the forgotten muscle. Exactly. So now we have the calves, right? And my calves, since I was, you know, I did San Francisco ballet and this and that, and I was always someone who felt really like, what is wrong with me that I don't have little tiny skinny calves like all the girls in the class? I just had, well, if you look her up, Misty Copeland, the magnificent black ballerina with American Ballet Theater, she was told she was too muscular for ballet. And of course, she went ahead and crushed it. She's a magnificent, unbelievable ballet dancer, a prima ballerina. But, you know, I looked at my calves. It's like, what up with these? And one day I measured them. They're 16 and a half inches around. My calves are bigger than my husband's, and he's 6 foot two and about 220. And he's just solid as a rock.
But he probably wants those calves, right? He probably
wants them. Like that. Well, but wait, Brad, wait. I went to the gym once and I was just hanging out and, you know, I'd take the calf raise and I took the entire stack. That was 300 pounds. And I just quietly do it. I don't bother anyone. I was just working out and everything. I didn't know. There were like three men behind me staring.
Yeah,
like what? Like what? What? So then when I finished, you know, you take the harness thing off and all the rest of it. I stepped down. I turn around. I'm like, whoa, what do you guys want? And they said, we want your calves.
Absolutely.
And then no one had ever said those words to me in my life. Because interestingly, when I was growing up, I thought that they were the bane of my existence because I could not, for the life of me, fit my calves into super tight pants, right? I couldn't fit them into boots. They just, you know, like I just could not understand what was going on until obviously along in my training days, I ended up studying body composition and I went, whoa, all right, we got ourselves a little hunk of muscle here and there it is. But I saw so many exercises in your book that had to do with the calf.
Absolutely.
Tell us why the calf is so important.
Oh my gosh, I could go on and on about that. I just think it's one of the most forgotten muscles when it comes down to just what you typically see through training. You see everybody work on their chest and, you know, oftentimes work on their back and of course their arms, right? In their core, but just kind of forget about the calves. And I think that it's a muscle, right? It's half, almost half the leg, right? And so we got to give the calf some love too, right? Give it some love. And ultimately, kind of they say that really this is probably something the guys focus on a little bit more so, but your calf circumference matching your arm circumference, right? So kind of matching up the two to really give you that ratio. So I'm big on it. And there's not a ton that you can do with calves, but there are. I mean, your standing variations, different feet positions, sled calf, you know, if you are doing weighted stuff, sled calf raise, target in different ways, seated calf raises. So there are different variations that we can work in. But yeah, I think they're super key as part of strength program.
And they also give you a nice balance with your legs. So
absolutely,
when your calves are built out as they can be, and this is where genetics really plays a major role, you cannot force muscle not to happen where genetics will never make it happen. So there's a point at which you're just happy with what you got.
That's right.
And you maximize it and just be grateful your muscle works as well as it does. And that's all good. So that's an important thing too. But what were you going to say?
Absolutely. And I want to say this too. We kind of just want what we can't have. And that's one thing I've seen that's very common in our industry when we are working with people is that, and to give you an example of ladies, one of the most common things I see is that a lady will come in that has a wonderful butt. They've got a butt. They've got great development, but they don't want that butt. They say, I want to lose my butt. And look at the other side. It's the ladies that come in that they say they don't have a butt, but they want a butt. And so they want what the other one has got. And the same applies for the guys. You know, they may, one guy comes in with a big chest, big solid chest. And he says, I don't want my chest. I want my chest to flatten out. And the opposite goes for the guy that doesn't have a chest. So it's like, we kind of want what we can't
have.
I think
it's important to be grateful.
Absolutely. Yeah, be grateful for what you have. You might have a little bit more than what you think, really, truly. So yeah, be grateful for what you have, you know, the genetics that you got. We've all got the things that we were gifted with from God, and we can kind of accentuate some of the other things too through strength training and through nutrition and kind of bring out those muscle groups. But yeah, absolutely be grateful for what you've got, because it's probably something that somebody's absolutely looking for too. So,
well, you know, it's interesting. I finally figured it out years and years later. What's going on with my legs? So my quads are excellent. I actually have names for them, Thelma and Louise.
I like it.
And the reason why I say that is because because they love to kill hills.
Yes.
On the bike. And I just kill hills. I love hills. I know it sounds sick, and I probably should get therapy for this, but most people are like, oh God, it's a hill. And I'm like, yes.
Yeah.
And I bring it. But then I realized, so that's why I have these powerful legs and my gastrocs. I didn't know the value.
Absolutely.
Until I actually put it to work in a specific sport. I just did not know. And then again, with my calves and my legs in general, I'm a major league hiker, mountain hiker and the rest of it, man, you better have really good legs for that. You know, I've done Grand Canyon twice, rim to rim.
Beautiful.
Back and forth. It's like Body Appreciation Day. I want everyone out there on the Her Podcast land just to look at your body and be so damn grateful that when you woke up this morning, it worked. As you get older, and man, I could talk to you about that, but as you get older, you literally, after a while, do a little anatomical inventory. It's like, what doesn't work today? What's aching today? Yeah. What's kind of sidelining me a tad today? What's happening here? Well, you know something? I practice gratitude every single day. From the moment my little eyes pop open and I'm like, ah, I'm still here. This is cool. This is a good start to the day. And then I just go out there and terrorize the neighborhood, which is what God put me on the planet for, apparently. I don't know. So kudos to you for teaching people this in a big way. How can people learn about your program, Brad?
So I'd say number one, just check us out at colofit.com. So that's K-O-L-O-F-I-T. .com.
Okay.
So that's our studio. We have a studio in Atlanta, so in the heart of Atlanta, and then also one at Lake Oconee, Georgia. So that's about an hour and a half southeast of Atlanta. We do online training as well. So that was a big thing. You know, become available with the pandemic. It's much more understood these days, thank goodness, ever since the pandemic. So we're doing a lot of virtual training.
So your website is?
Colofit.com.
Okay, K-O-L-O-F-I-T.com to learn more about what Brad is doing and maybe perhaps engage him. Guess what? The American College of Sports Medicine's annual meeting is in Atlanta.
Is that right? Oh my goodness. So when is that?
The last week in May.
So let's go soon.
We may just have to do a little bit of a workout together.
Let's make it happen.
Just saying,
you'll be
anything
there.
Better than a hotel
it.
Gym. All
Absolutely.
Right. So we'll be having a conversation here as we make more and more friends going across the United States here. Brad, I want to thank you for your work with this fabulous book. Again, everyone, what you're looking at is basically the Body Weight Blueprint, over 70 workouts to achieve your training goals. It just came out. And literally, I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, that it's like opening up a recipe book. Okay, what do I want to do? Core, you know, like, what do I want to hit? What's a challenge for me? And what you're going to find are all kinds of modifications and options for working each part of the body. So now you have officially no excuse. None. Zero. You have no excuse. You have to be able to do this. And you will learn new tools, tips, and techniques from Brad from his wonderful book when you grab it. Okay? Everyone cool with that out there? And Brad, just give us one more little nugget of inspiration for people out there who are on the fence about, should I take care of myself? Do I need to exercise?
Oh my gosh. Just make it happen for yourself. It's not just about what we're seeing in the mirror. That's just a byproduct of it all. I mean, it's nice to be able to look in the mirror and say, man, I feel like I did it today and I look so good, but it's all about just being able to be functional, not only for just better sleep and less stress and just a better quality of life. So, I mean, yeah, absolutely. Make it a part of your day. Start with the body weight stuff if you're not doing anything at all, and then you can slowly progress into some of the other apparatuses and not. But I promise you won't regret it. Make it happen for yourself.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Brad. What a gift. Everyone, we've been talking with Brad Kolowich, and he is the author of The Body Weight Blueprint, over 70 workouts to achieve your training goals. Run on out and get this. You're absolutely going to love it. I certainly am enjoying every single page as I flip through going, ah, I can do that one. Uh-oh, that one I can't do. There's a challenge. Love it. Love it, love it, love it. Thank you so much, Brad.
Thanks for having me. I really enjoyed it.
All right. And now I also want to thank my sponsors, Solaray Vitamins, Minerals, and Herbs, Rooted in Nature, and their new Her Life Stages products. Scope it out at Solaray, SOLARAY.com right now. And hey, take a minute to leave us a review because we love to hear from you. This has been a production of Podcast Health. This is also a reminder that your time in this world may be limited, but the things you can do with that time are not. So get on out there and seize the day. How about that? Carpe diem. Thanks for listening and being here, everyone.